This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Catherine.
Catherine, are you tall enough?
Tall enough for what?
Tall enough to be happy with your height.
Oh, well, yes, I'm all right with my height. I can't do a thing about it anyway. So how about you?
Well, the same, really. I wouldn't mind being a slightly taller, I suppose, which is appropriate as today's topic is about heightism.
Heightism. Now, you may not have heard of heightism before, but it's like other isms, like racism, sexism, ageism, and other isms that highlight a particular kind of discrimination or unequal treatment that people experience.
But before we find out more about this topic, our quiz question for today. The tallest person ever proven to live was Robert Wadlow from the USA. But how tall was he? Was he A, 2 metres 71 centimetres, B, 2 metres 72, or C, 2 metres 73? What do you think, Catherine?
Wow, that's really, really tall. I'm going to guess 2 metres 71.
Well, listen out for the answer at the end of the programme. Tanya S. Osinski is an attorney and author of the book Shortchanged, about her own experiences of heightism.
Clever title. To shortchange someone is to not give them what they're entitled to, what they deserve. And originally this phrase comes from paying for something and not getting the right money back. So if I buy something for £6 and I pay with a £10 note and the shopkeeper only gives me £3 back, I've been shortchanged. It means I've been cheated. And in the context of facing discrimination because you're not tall, shortchanged is a really good pun.
Tanya spoke about her book on the BBC radio programme Thinking Aloud. She talks first about our general feelings about height. What does she say people never wish for?
Everybody that I've spoken to who is tall relishes their height. I have not met anybody who said they would wish they were shorter. And people generally tend to even embellish what their height is when you ask them what it is.
So what is it she says no one wishes for?
Well, she says no one wishes they were shorter.
And that's right. She said that tall people relish their height. This means they enjoy being tall. They get great satisfaction from it.
And another point she makes is that many people embellish their height if asked. This means they say they're taller than they actually are. Now, to embellish a fact means to exaggerate it, to make it seem bigger, faster, better, and so on.
Here's Tanya S. Osinski again.
Everybody that I've spoken to who is tall relishes their height. I have not met anybody who said they would wish they were shorter. And people generally tend to even embellish what their height is when you ask them what it is.
She goes on to explain how some research has shown that shorter people are less likely to get jobs, less likely to get promoted, and less likely to earn as much as taller people. What is the financial difference she mentions? She talks about the premium per inch. An inch is about 2.5 centimetres, and the premium is a word which means the extra benefit, the extra advantage. Here's Tanya S. Osinski again.
One set of data showed that the premium for height is over $2,000 per inch for men and $1,000 per inch for women. And over time, that disparity grows significantly. So it ends up being a huge chunk of someone's paycheck over their career.
She says that taller men earn $2,000 an inch.
For women, it's a bit less, but still significant at $1,000 an inch.
And this disparity or difference between the salaries of taller and shorter people is an example of heightism. Shorter people, she says, are getting fewer jobs and fewer benefits because they're short.
Well, one person who certainly wasn't short was the subject of today's quiz question, the tallest person who has lived, Robert Wadlow. We asked how tall he was. Was it A, 2 metres 71 centimetres, B, 2 metres 72 centimetres, or C, 2 metres 73 centimetres? What did you say, Catherine?
I said 2 metres 71.
Well, you were almost there. The correct answer was B, 2 metres 72. Congratulations if you got that right. Now, Catherine, much as I relish being in the studio with you, we must wrap up the programme now with a review of today's vocabulary.
Well, relish was one of those words. If you relish something, you really enjoy it. So thanks for that, Neil.
You're welcome. This programme was about a kind of discrimination. This means the unfair or unequal treatment of people because of, for example, their race, religion, colour, age, or indeed height.
And discrimination because of someone's height is called heightism.
Something which many of us do is embellish our height. We say we are taller than we actually are.
A premium is an extra benefit or advantage that can be gained, in this case, by being taller. And finally, we had disparity, another word for difference. There's a disparity between salaries of tall people and their shorter colleagues.
And that is 6 Minute English for today. Do join us again. And until then, we look forward to seeing you in all the usual places. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, as well as our website, bbclearningenglish.com. Goodbye.
Bye. 6 Minute English from the BBC.